so we're back in open session. We have a motion to approve the online, approve the on-duty disability application subject to confirmation that the city does not have position for the employee and subject to recall evaluation as permitted by the plan. We have that motion. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now I have another motion that Josh will read.
Authorize staff to transmit to the Pension Review Board the funding plan adopted by the board as required by Section 2.025.
We have a motion. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. So.
Yeah, we go back to 2.025 items.
Yeah. So we're going to revisit.
We're going to start all over. item.
Back to item C2. The 2025 funding process update. I think Tags, you had something you want to say.
I just have a question about Dory and Commerce. Are we still cooperating with them as far as like beyond what they get publicly? Are we? I know in the past we kind of said we would cooperate them and kind of I don't know best practices or just help them out, give them access to anything he asked for. Are we still doing that?
Well, so my understanding is his job that he was initially hired for is complete with the city, so he hasn't reached out to ask for any additional information. So there's been nothing to cooperate with, okay. I think, since then. Is that a fair statement, Ryan?
Yeah, they've asked about dates. They've asked about dates.
Right.
But beyond that, no.
Yeah, he isn't. I don't know if he has. I think his scope of work, as far as the city's process is done, we did anticipate having him come. The board, I'm not sure we need to do that.
Okay. So I don't mean involving him at all. Just go forward then with where we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any other thoughts or comments on 2.025 since we still have that folder open? All right. So with that, can we have a motion to adjourn the we have a motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
Motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
First, second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we are reconvening the supplemental meeting. Would anyone like in the public like to say anything?
Ken, John, is Ken Haven still on the phone?
Yeah, he.
Ken, would you like to speak?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Ken.
Okay, great. Good afternoon, everybody. I'll start off by thanking Nick, Kelly, and Josh for all the hard work they're doing on trying to get the retirees' cost of living. So I appreciate that. And secondly, I wanted to expand on the Text for Summer Conference that we had. Within the next week to week and a half, all systems should be getting a letter from Texpers, kind of stating our position on local control. And of course, our position is that we believe the local control belongs with the pension systems and not with the government entity that's over it. And we laid out some pretty good reasons why, as well as backing that up with statistics. We're kind of getting ahead of, we don't know if any legislation is going to be filed, because legislation is first day for bills to be filed over November the 11th. So we don't know if any legislation is going to be filed on this, but we wanted to get ahead of it because the Texas Public Policy Foundation did an editorial in the Midland paper based on the using the debacle of the Midland Fire Fund, and I'm saying debacle in a diplomatic way, as a springboard for them to advocate for local control to be within the government entity. So I would highly recommend everyone to read that letter. And if you have any questions, suggestions, get back with me. I don't know if our lawsuit is going to play out in any legislation on local control. Eddie Solis is our lobbyist also for Texvers with Hilco. So my suggestion, if he has a spot in the November-December board meeting, if maybe he would like to go over that, see if there's any correlation, if there will be any correlation between the two. The only other bill that we know that is possibly going to be filed is going to be from Senator Hughes's office, and that's the ESG proxy bill is going to rear its ugly head again. So that's all we know on that. Like I said, if I get any updates, I'll sure bring it to everyone's attention. And if you have any questions, like I said, give me a call. And if I can't answer it, I'll get with our legislative chairman to answer it. Thanks again, Nick, for indulging me.
Thank you, Ken.
Sure.
Okay, any other public comment? You look at the minutes of the supplemental meeting. No comment. We have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And now can we have a motion to adjourn the supplemental meeting 5 minutes ahead of the order of business proposal?
Motion to adjourn the supplemental meeting.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.